Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freak.
Coming off three.
Look, man, I get it. Watching the Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots game.
Love it.
Russell Wilson with a six just before you walk into halftime.
A much needed six. I mean, this is the Seahawks that, well, we haven't seen the Seahawks all season yet until tonight.
Looks like Russell Wilson's ankles are back to Russell Wilson's ankles of old, which is a damn good thing for Seahawks fans. What's going on, man? Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. How you doing, man? Big show for you. Coming up in moments, we're going to hear from newly crowned Homestead Championship contender. Joey Logano is going to be checking in from Phoenix International Raceway after his win. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. Also coming up, Ron Capps, NHRA Funny Car Champion.
Yes. About time, huh?
Statman, how sweet does that sound?
That's so spectacular. I haven't stopped smiling
since
I read it. Yeah, the Speed Freaks mojo works again for the most perfect guy that the Speed Freaks mojo could work for. It's just incredible. I love it. The worst part, there is one downside to it, though.
What? Don't be Debbie Downer.
The International Race of Champions promised him a chance to run if he got a championship, and he missed a couple of times very close, like at Pomona the last day, and now there's no International Race of Champions. Ron would have been perfect in that, and now he doesn't get a chance to run it.
What about the Race of Champions? I mean, I know Alex Rossi and, is it Scott Speed? They're going to represent the U.S. in January, but can he be a part of the Race of Champions next year?
I don't know about that. That's another level altogether. When you're running, against NASCAR guys and guys named Joe, it's different running against Formula One guys and World Rally Championship guys and people.
Oh, got it.
Again, a big show for you coming up here in the Freak Nation. You've got Ron Capps, who's going to be joining us. And in moments, Joey Logano checking in for Phoenix International Raceway after his win. Jack Roush, who did not have a car in the chase, he's going to be joining us. Is it next hour, Crasher? Jack Roush, next hour?
I believe so.
All right.
I believe 8:20 Pacific, 11:20 Eastern. Okay, yes, got it on the list now. Yeah.
All right. If you missed any of the show, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. You're following us on Twitter. And Speed Freaks are right there for you. And, of course, on Facebook.
Jack Roush is ready for 2018. Wait, what year are we in? He's ready for 2017. 2018 is what I said, but I meant 2017.
2008 was the last time he was competitive.
Oh, stop.
And how about what's going on here? Hey.
Stop.
And why am I playing Sting? Well, probably because I've never played Sting at the top of the show ever. In the history, I don't know if I've ever played Sting on Speed Freaks, but just the fact that Sting is playing the NASCAR banquet, I can't be the only bastard that thought, what in the F is going on here if Sting is playing the banquet? I mean, if that's not going to get those NASCAR comrades riled up there in Las Vegas, I don't know what will, baby.
Had to stop in my tracks for fear.
Some head banging what, Crash?
Why does it have to be country? Why does it have to be head banging?
I'm not saying
Sting is still a very good musician.
I don't listen. Maybe I'm insulting the crowd there than more than.
I mean, are you saying because Sting is quite the liberal and the NASCAR population completely not?
That has something to do with it. But I just, and I'm not saying it has to be country or head banging, Statman. I just, when you think of now, if it was the Police, yes, but Sting. No.
Okay.
Well, when you get all those fluorocarbons from the hairspray, he might have something to say about that. It might change the quality.
Yes, there is climate change.
Vegas.
Oh.
Didn't they approve marijuana?
Hey, come on, man. Here we
hold
go.
On. Didn't they approve marijuana in Nevada?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so he's totally cool. He's got Cali and Nevada. He can smoke up all he wants before this banquet.
This is shirt taken off, sweat, head banging, rock and roll right here, baby.
Oh,
I mean, that is incredible.
It doesn't have to be headbanging music for a banquet.
That's just nuts. Coming up in moments, you got Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes. You got your Statman Scat at 8:20 Pacific. But first, who in the hell is the... Let me make sure we got all the phone lines jacked up right here and everything's good to go.
Now joining the Freaks, good to get him in the Freak Nation again. Joey Logano, your winner from Phoenix International Raceway. And Joey, a couple of things. One is your emotions prior to Matt Kenseth being spun. When you know that you have a chance to make it, Kyle Busch can affect you either way versus the emotions you have when you won the race.
Well, the intensity level obviously changes a lot. You know, when the caution comes out and you see two cars crash in front of you and you realize you're in the lead, you still stay very, very intense in that moment, you know, and the emotions are very serious and you're really thinking about everything that can happen. And then really after you win, it's relief, it's excitement, it's how, you know, pumped up you can be. There's so much on the line today, to come through on that was really neat.
It was amazing to me, Joey, that you said in Victory Lane that this almost feels like you won the Daytona 500 again. That's an enormous statement because that right there is precisely why NASCAR created the chase. Love it or hate it, that right there was the reason, right?
No, I mean, there's so much on the line. You know, this isn't just a race. You know, it's a race for a championship, which is a ginormous feat to try to conquer here. So, you know, this is one step of it. We had to race like we were racing for a championship today. That's what it was. You know, and it's special to have that pressure, but it's also challenging, and that really feels nice.
Joey Logano, you have a chance to win a NASCAR championship next weekend in Homestead. You won in Phoenix today. How did you get ready for Phoenix, and what will be the difference getting ready for Homestead next weekend?
So we race the same way. Like I said, we raced for a championship today. We race like the same way as we were going to Miami and we race for wins every week. We don't really do anything different. We don't have to do anything different next week than what we did this week or last week or the beginning of the year. That's just the way this team races. It races that intensity, to go out there and, you know, do the best we can and bring the fastest cars to the racetrack every week. And Team Penske does a great job at that, and that's what we're going to do next week.
But Joey, it's going to be more intense this week. The media is going to be crazier with you. Things are going to surround you and the team that are just going to be more stressful. How can you compartmentalize that?
Oh, I'll be fine. I'll enjoy it. Believe me, I'll have a good time with this experience. I've been through it once before, and I'm glad I've been through it before because I've learned a lot about it. So I can't wait for a week. It'll be fun.
Joey Logano is the winner of the NASCAR race in Phoenix and qualifier for the Final Four in the chase to the championship. Joey, what does it mean to have Roger Penske, your team owner, there to get ready for Homestead and the championship run?
Well, obviously having Roger at the racetrack is always special. You know, you think about the things he's done in motorsports and in life and the pressure that he's lived under before. There's a lot to take from not just Roger, but a lot of the execs that are with him. You know, it's Walt and Bud and Tim and everyone at Team Penske. One championship support, I know how to do it. And it'd be so neat. It's the 50th anniversary of Team Penske this year in motorsports. So, they've already won an IndyCar championship, and they got a shot at a couple more when we go to Miami.
And also your teammate, Brad Keselowski, because it was just a couple years ago that he and Penske won this title. What would you want to pick Keselowski's brain this week? What do you want to ask him?
You know, obviously, you know, we'll talk and we'll have a normal week. You know, we'll get to the shop tomorrow. We'll debrief about Phoenix. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about how we make a fast start in Miami and, you know, and we'll make sure that Todd and Paul and Brad and all of us are on the same page. We have a good game plan when we get down there.
You know, this is just funny listening to you, Joey. You're like, listen, media, let me go. I'm not doing anything any different. It's going to be a normal week for me. I can hear it in your voice. I feel for you, man. I really do.
I'll have fun with it. Like I said, it doesn't change anything that we do every other week. So, that's the attitude team's got.
All right, Joey, last thing for you. How about all those signatures that you were carrying to Victory Lane and now into Homestead?
Yeah, it was, it's special. You know, we've run that 50th anniversary paint scheme, and we have, a lot of the race, wins at Team Penske and everything on it. But even cooler this week, we had the PVA riding around on the deck lid, the Paralyzed Veterans of America Foundation. And, the pictures behind that were a lot of the, paralyzed vets, in our race car. So to have, those guys ride along was really special.
That's badass. Joey Logano, moving on to Homestead. Thanks for joining the Freaks, bud.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Dad, we only had about 5 minutes with him. They said, start wrapping this dude up. So that's there you go. It's Joey Logano, your winner from Phoenix International Raceway. Watching the post-race celebration with Joey earlier today at Phoenix International Raceway, watching him take that steering wheel stat man and just beat the bejesus out of that Sprint Cup box or Can-Am box, whatever the hell it was on top of the car, taking that Coca-Cola, Budweiser, whatever it was, and throwing it up about third row in the stands. The evolution of Joey Logano has somewhat been noticeable, Statman, watching him over the last 5, maybe 6 years.
I can't believe I was sitting here. That was what was in my mind, that exact thought, listening to him. He's gone from being a sliced bread to joke to reviled. To now he's winning races and has a chance for a championship. Can you imagine if he wins or he gets the title next weekend, how the whole conversation about him changes? Just like, and I'm not comparing him, his excellence to LeBron James's excellence in basketball, but how the dialogue changed when LeBron James started winning championships and getting to the finals regularly. Imagine if that happens to Joey Logano, how people are going to think differently about him.
But hasn't that evolution of thought on Joey Logano already been happening, at least throughout the last couple of seasons? Because, yeah, it took him a little while, especially with his dad fighting in Victory Lane and just weirdness like that. It took people a while, but I already feel like they have come around in at least the last year and a half.
You got to win titles. In sports, you got to win. You got to learn how to be fast. You got to learn how to finish. You got to learn how to win. You got to learn how to win on purpose, and you got to learn how to win championships. And Joey still hasn't won how to win a champ. Learned how to win a championship. Maybe it'll happen this year, and that will change the entire dialogue about him.
And part of the questioning of me just drilling him about what is going to be different this week, and he did in one of his answers say that he's already learned. The last time he was in a similar scenario, this scenario, he learned by his loss of the championship. So, yeah, we'll see if he can apply some of that learning.
Yeah, and you look at really what he's done with Roger Penske, and I don't know what goes on behind the scenes with Roger and BK, Brad Keselowski, but I don't feel any of the tension that I feel between Kevin Harvick, Danica Patrick, Kurt Busch, Tony Stewart.
You're talking about the whole Stewart Haas Racing team?
Yeah, I am. They just seem to be good teammates, and they seem to feed off each other.
Oh, you mean Brad and Joey?
Yeah, Brad and Joey. And that's teammates. Which is leads me to your question of asking him, are you going to lean on BK to say, hey, dude, what were you thinking, feeling going into Homestead prior to you winning your championship?
Yeah, I mean, he did say they're going to talk. Obviously, they're going to sit down and talk about a lot, but I guess post-race, and you can still consider this the post-race window right now. It's been several hours, but it is still post-race. You're still so geeked up with the win that sometimes you don't think enough ahead to what's going to happen. Okay, we have one more week in the season, and this one more week is balls out for the championship. There's only four of us who can get it. We've got to race our asses off, but I don't think he was in that mentality yet. Hopefully he gets there, because he really does have to just absolutely focus when it comes to at least pulling in under the tunnel in Homestead this weekend.
He'll get there, but just think of everybody else in IndyCar and in NASCAR who race for Penske Motorsports, Penske Racing. They're a Hall of Fame, practically a Mount Rushmore of current drivers, and each one has competed or won championships. So when he goes into the office, he got Penske there, who's won how many times at Indy crashed? 12, 13, 14?
It's an amazing amount.
Yeah. So when he gets into the office this week, when they sit down and say, okay, here's the game plan, all that stuff about we try to win every week, that's ridiculous. And nobody believes that. And he can say that in 5-minute chunks when he's doing post-race interviews. But when it comes down to having a couple of days, sleeping on it for a couple of days, not sleeping on it for a couple of days, and realizing you can't guarantee that if you don't get the championship this year that you're going to have another shot next year. This is the most important race in his career. And if he doesn't believe that, then go ask Donald Trump about running for office.
Shots fired, Statman.
Absolutely.
There it is, baby. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our good friends at CatSpotLitter.com. That's CatSpotLitter.com. And why should you choose 100% organic cat spot litter for your cat, Crasher?
Because you're going green. You're doing what's right for the planet. Oh, you asthmatics out there, you're not going to have issues with this cat litter. It's made of one ingredient. No processing, no chemicals, no clay, no crap. It's made of coconuts. That's it. Ground up coconuts. The best absorbing material on the planet. CatSpotLitter.com. Get there. You're welcome. All right. NHRA, we are going to have your champion, Ron Capps. Body car champion Ron Capps, we're going to have him on in just about 6 minutes. But let's talk about what happened at the finale in Pomona today. Top Fuel, that win, finally went to Doug Kalita. I don't think he's ever won Pomona, but he finally did it today. Antron Brown was already crowned the champion at the last race in Las Vegas. Body car, the race win went to Tommy Johnson Jr. Ron Capps, again, who we're going to have on in about 6 minutes. He sealed the championship with basically his qualifying points. He had more points in qualifying than his closest competitor, Matt Hagan. That sealed the deal for him. Pro Stock, the race, this is interesting. The race was won by Greg Anderson. His teammate, Jason Line, took the championship. Huge there. Jason Line just setting records all over the place in Pro Stock. I believe between the two of them, they had 23 of the 25 potential wins. I'll get my stats right for the next hour. Pro Stock Motorcycle, Matt Smith, taking his first win of the year. Hey, better late than never, right? Matt Smith getting the win. Jerry Savoie clinching the title. Formula One raced in Brazil, and it was Lewis Hamilton's maiden win in Brazil? I just don't understand that, but it was. And get this. After, me included, several media people called him out of the title hunt, it is now, thanks to this win and his last win, U.S., it's now just down to 12. Between Lewis and his teammate Nico Rosberg. Hello, Abu Dhabi. Team orders. NASCAR Phoenix Trucks won by Daniel Suarez. Xfinity, Kyle Busch. First to win 10 at the same track, Kyle Busch. Sprint Cup went to Joey Logano. You just heard from him. We will replay that interview in the next hour. Joey wins, gets to fight for it. The Homestead Final Four is now set. Johnson, Edwards, Busch, and Logano. Who you got, Freak Nation?
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hey, cat people. Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me? Tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to CatSpotLitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive, unlimited 24-7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
You are listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you guys for being a part of it. You heard Joey Logano here in the Freak Nation. He won at Phoenix, moving on to the finals there in Homestead. We've got Jack Roush coming up now in the Freak Nation. You know, I went through all the Van Halen songs that we have here in the library, and, you know, there's some that match up pretty damn good. But finally, we can – and I found the one with the greatest guitar lick to kick it off and probably the best name for Ron Capps, because tonight – Ron Capps, Funny Car Champion, is now Unchained. Is that right, Ron Capps?
Oh, yeah. Great song, man. Perfect.
Is that all you got, Capps? Are you not loaded?
No. Am I loaded? That's a loaded question. We're actually in an Uber heading back to the pit area because Don Schumacher's putting a party on. I ran over to the Sheridan and showered real quick. And, it's gonna be a fun night. It's gonna be a long night. But, perhaps Unchained might be the best words.
Ron Capps, NHRA Funny Car Champion, 2016 Funny Car Champion. And Ron, frankly, how many years have you been in profession, not in alcohol, but in the big boy series chasing this championship? I don't know how many years you've been doing it.
Well, 1995 was my first year, my rookie year in Top Fuel, and we won, you know, Seattle in Top Fuel. And then Dom Prudhomme, that rookie year in the Funny Car, was 1997, and that was the Copenhagen car. And that's where I started, right here at the same track in Pomona. And You know, it's funny because I started that very first year and we didn't qualify. And, you know, Pomona is the most epic track you could race at. It's where drag racing started. It's where it all went down. And so to end, you know, our season and then be crowned like we were last night and actually, to do that on Wally Parks Boulevard, which is, you know, the founder of NHRA, it's, I couldn't ask for a better situation. Plus it's my home track. So family, friends, everybody was here.
Ron, seriously, you clinched this title last night by having more qualifying points than Matt Hagan. So how in the hell did you focus today?
Good question. We woke up a little foggy. sorry, I was talking to the Uber driver. good question. I mean, I did. We had a good time last night. We celebrated. And then we had a race we wanted to win. We wanted to finish the season with the win. And, you know, I'll tell you, when you sit in the car, 11,000 horsepower, funny car, it doesn't take a whole lot to get you motivated when you fire that thing up. So after the warm-up this morning, you know, I was ready. And we really had a great race car. We had Don Ford second round. We lost a close race. But, you know, all in all, it's just that I haven't slept, to be honest with you. My stomach's been in a knot for 2 months through this countdown. I haven't slept very well for 2 months. And, you know, after this week, I think I could finally relax.
Well, okay, you haven't slept well for 2 months. I'm sorry, but you're not going to be sleeping well for at least two or three more nights because you have the banquet coming up as well. What in the hell? You're not going to know what sleep feels like, but right now, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got the banquet. Right now, I'm walking in, and there's a huge party going on. I just walked back in up there. Holy smokes. This is going to be another one of those nights.
Good. Soak it in.
Yeah, I know. But we, you know, we have the banquet, and I drive immediately up the next day after the banquet in the award ceremony in Hollywood. I'm going to drive up to Santa Maria for the Blaine Johnson Memorial Golf and Charity event to celebrate Blaine's life. And turn around, drive right back down to San Diego and take my daughter and her girlfriend to Pennywise, who's playing down in San Diego. My buddies were here at this race, and I can't wait to do that. So I think after Thursday night at the Pennywise show, I think Friday I'm going to sleep for about 3 days.
So Ron Capps, 2016 NHRA Funny Car Champion. Man, that sounds good to say. How long is it going to take you to work Funny Car Champion into your autograph?
You know, some fans asked me today, and I don't even know how to sign it. I mean, I today, I was just writing number one. I don't even know how to write world champ or one time. I don't even know. It's been amazing just to share the videos. I mean, I somebody that worked it out, the first one I saw last night was James Hetfield that they had to, and it was on I shared it on my Facebook page and the Twitter, but somebody at Schumacher gotten, you know, Randy Couture. James Hetfield was the first one last night. If you want to see something pretty cool, just go to my Facebook page or my the Twitter and watch the video he shot. Randy Couture, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr., all the messages I got were amazing. I guess there's some more coming, so I can't wait to see. It's just, you know, I had no idea it was going to be this cool and that many people really paid attention. It's just been overwhelming.
So
yeah, real quick, Ron, real quick, I've seen a bunch of rockers post messages to you on Twitter. It is really cool how far-reaching this has been.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is Michael Anthony, you know, he was coming out here on Sunday, and he posted a video, and it's cool because, you know, he moved. He sold his house. His kids are growing up. Now he lives down by Newport Beach. And he sent this really cool video that they put up on the Schumacher racing site. I think I shared it this morning. And he here, Michael. We've been friends for so long. We share the same birthday. Pretty neat. It's appropriate that you played on Chain to begin. And I know you guys forever when you came to Pomona. Michael Anthony was always out here and hanging out. So that, it means a lot. To see all these guys that I look up to, and I love having them come out and share the drag racing with the people I love to hang out with. And I can't wait to see what else they got up their sleeve.
All right, Ron Capps. I know about Michael Anthony and Jimmy Johnson and all these other people, but tell the Freak Nation how important the Freak Mojo is.
Oh, well, I can pretty much guarantee you that no matter what series and what race car driver you've had on, that I've been part of the Freak Nation more than and longer than any of them.
Yep, yep.
I'm not sure. I think Tanner, maybe, right? Maybe Tanner was
close.
Was back when I did, but I don't think anybody was part of the Freak Nation before I was, were they?
No, you were there before the Freak Nation existed. You were there and even
playing racquetball.
Yeah, playing racquetball. Yeah. Get Kenny on the backside with a racquetball.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Before you're right, before it was actually Freak Nation. So all these other rookies that come in here, the Freak Nation, and think they get the mojo, they got to understand that the Freak Nation and you guys, we've kind of grown up together, and it's been pretty cool. And it's just when Leah sent me the note that you guys wanted to see if I could get on tonight, I if I didn't get that note, I was going to call in anyway.
How good does this sound in your ear right now, Ron? You know, when you get a video message from James Hetfield of Metallica, I'm sorry, man. Wallys are cool, but when you get a message from James Hetfield of Metallica, that's the ass, Holmes.
Yep.
Oh, man. Especially when he grabs the mic. You got to watch the – if nobody's seen it, you got to go watch it. Go to my Facebook page. When he grabs the microphone at the end of the video, man, it just chills up my neck. I called him out and left him a message. It's like, oh, my God, man. It was a surprise, but that was the coolest.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know if Dale Jr. or Tony Stewart gets the freaking video from Metallica, Broham. I mean, that's are you kidding me?
Yeah, awesome. And there's some more coming that I don't know yet what they are, she said, but I can't wait.
What in the hell are you going to say at the banquet tomorrow night? I mean, just play all these videos. That's all you need to do.
It's going to be about four words, maybe five words. It's going to be the shortest speech ever, and it's going to be something like this. Let's go to the bar.
Ron Capps?
Yes!
Seriously, are you going to pull Larry Dixon? You going to cry?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm going to try to get through the part about my family, but I'm going to make it short, sweet. Thank you. We got to thank. But look, the banquet's not about, you know, being Mark Martin and thanking every single sponsor. It's going to be about just saying thanks to the people are there. Let's get through it, and let's get to the after party, because that's pretty much what everybody's there for. And it's not like it's live on Fox. You know, hopefully next year they'll put that thing back on Fox TV or Fox Sports 1, but it's going to be short and sweet, promise you. And we're going to head right over to the after party.
Ron Capps, NHRA Funny Car Champion 2016, and next year he'll be the defending champion, defending that championship in 2017. Ronnie, we're going to let you get to that party tonight, buddy. We're very, very proud of what you've done, Holmes.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have so much fun. And like we said, soak it up every single freaking minute.
Attaboy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
You got Ron Capps, NHRA Funny Car Champion.
Now, when you think about the OGs in the Freak Nation, he is the oldest OG. He was there at the beginning. And he's been with us ever since. Back when it was one station, one mic, there was one Ron Capps.
You think about that.
Yeah.
He started his professional career in 95, and he said 97 he was with Snake?
Yes.
He's been chasing this freaking thing for 21 years?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
2 years in Top Fuel with one win to his credit. Seattle, not an easy one to win. And then every other year since, 97 on till now in Funny Car with a gazillion wins, over 50. I need to have numbers in front of me.
Wow.
Up until this year, he was the only driver with 50-plus wins to have not yet won a championship. Well, finally crossed that off the list.
Think of all the frustrations that he had when he was with Snake. Remember him getting out of the car and throwing his gloves at the smoking hulk of a car at the end of the strip? And just the frustration of getting to the end, getting to Pomona, being one round away, and all of that stuff, and it's all going to be let loose here in the next 5 minutes.
So now who's at the top of the line, top of the heap for – it's got to be Scotty. It's got to be Doug Coletta.
That's exactly who I was thinking of. Top, I don't know who it is, but
yeah,
that would make the most sense.
Top of the heap for NHRA championship, this first, who's been doing it for decades. It's got to be Dougie Coletta. Anybody else that you can think of? Been it that freaking long and hadn't won a championship?
No, and it's the ultimate video of Coletta turning his back and walking away when Schumacher snatched the title out of his hands. He had it both hands wrapped around that Wally's neck, and Schumacher snatched it out of his hands on that perfect day and had to just cut his heart out at the same time.
Which made, I think, his victory, talking about Doug Coletta's top field victory today in Pomona, even more sweet. Finally, all of that talk of, 2 years of Schumacher beating him in Pomona, which is, yeah, like you said, just one of the most massive races ever. Finally, he takes home the Wally at Pomona.
Yeah, and you look at that series in particular, you've got in pro stock, as you saw, the Chevys just freaking dominating. In funny car, it was cool to see several different teams, not owners, but several different teams winning in that class. Same for top fuel, but man, in pro stock, are you kidding me? Jason Lyne and Greg Anderson stat, man, that is, you tell me any other kind of domination in 1 year by a manufacturer and two drivers, and I'll say, okay, I didn't know that. Anybody?
I gotta believe that they dominated because they were able to figure out the fuel injection quicker than anybody else. And I don't know if that came because their team, their sponsor is based in Las Vegas, but I think the team is based in Charlotte. And Charlotte is one of those places like Indy where they have all these, cottage industry around making cars go fast. And they were able to capitalize on that quicker than anybody else and convert their mindset from carburetors to fuel injection. That was the new thing in pro stock this year, and that made them dominant, and they ran away with the championship.
You got Homestead next weekend, Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano. You saw the end of the race, 25 laps to go, 10 laps to go, 5 laps, boom, we get into overtime. You saw Alex Bowman, Matt Kenseth get into it in turn one, and basically taking Matt Kenseth out of the race. It wasn't Alex Bowman's fault. Evidently, Matt Kenseth's spotter is apologizing to the Matt Kenseth Nation.
He really should.
That's next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad.
Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio. Be defined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. More Metallica for Ron Capps winning that Funny Car Championship. What's
pretty
that?
Good article on NBC Sports. Earnhardt's coming to the defense. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is coming to the defense, sort of Chris Osborne, Matt Kenseth's spotter. But
right.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Where Chris Osborne is taking the flak for clearing Matt Kenseth to go lower into turn one, to go low in turn one. But nope, Alex Bowman was there. He's basically apologizing to the Matt Kenseth nation for saying it's clear for Matt Kenseth to head on down into turn one. And you saw it was not Alex Bowman. Maybe Alex Bowman was coming in a little hot from the push from Kyle Busch.
He spun his tires on the restart, so that's why he was back a little bit. He wouldn't have been in the same spot had he not spun his tires. However, again, it's all, it's racing. Bottom line, it's racing. But it is interesting because Alex Bowman, of course, is sitting in for Dale Earnhardt Jr. And Jr., go back and follow his Twitter account, as his wife-to-be was even tweeting, Dale's about to burn a hole in our kitchen floor. So I guess Jr. was pacing and pacing and just dying with how he called the race gut-wrenching. He said in one of his tweets, I feel for you NASCAR fans now. I know how you feel when you watch these races. And he did come to Chris Osborne's defense saying, there was a lot going on there, Chris, that played into what happened. No one person entirely at fault.
Statman, think about this. You're Alex Bowman. You're running the 88. You're running for Mr. Hendrick. Oh, yeah, you're running in Dale Earnhardt's car. Many men or women in that car would have maybe folded or just said, okay, I just want to get this car to the finish line. This dude was running for a win all day. The stones of Alex Bowman to overcome all of those internal hurdles of the pressure to do what he did, I'd say dude's got him a future.
Well, that's the whole point. He was running for a job. He had a great car with a great team. And who else gets that opportunity? How many drivers with skill, how many athletes in any kind of sport get a chance to compete in the best equipment with the best team? Look at Anthony Davis, one of the best basketball players in the NBA, gets 50 points and 16 rebounds, and they lose. And he's stuck with playing with New Orleans. That's, instead of with the Cavaliers or the Warriors or somebody that can, or Oklahoma City, somebody's got a chance to win something. So, yeah, he's got a chance to win, and he's going to take it. That's the only thing he can do because he's racing for a job.
Is it me just trying to be bold thinking that Dale Jr. will call it quits in the offseason?
I'm still 50-50 on it. I know you read a lot of NASCAR writers saying, absolutely not, he's coming back, he can't wait. But, yeah, there are other subliminal signs that I think Dale is giving, whether it's through social media, whether it's through some of his interviews, whether it's through some of his acts outside of the track, which is most of what he's doing right now. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it. I cannot make up my mind if he's going to retire or not.
Statman, I've not seen any conversation with Dale Earnhardt, and I read quite a bit what Dale has to say, at least online or in print or on social media. I've not once heard him say, hey, man, I'll be back and ready to go, Daytona 500 or the...
Well, he did say that once.
No, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be there, just not...
He said, if the doctors let me.
Well, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing anything like, hey, man, I know I will... Nothing's given me any indication, Statman, that he's going to be back in the 88 for sure in 2017.
And you certainly can't believe the talking heads. They're idiots. All of them. In every form of talkingness anywhere in the known media world, they're all idiots. Don't believe one word that any of them says. They don't have a clue. Short of that, I'm 50-50 like Crash. I think it's possible that he could quit. He's got a good business. He's got a good business sense. And like I said, and this is not popular, I imagine, in the junior nation, I think he's got a chance to win a championship. I don't know if he has the skills to win a championship.
What?
It sounded like, Statman, that you had a little bit of anger directed to a few pollsters out there prior to Tuesday's election.
I think they're all idiots. I think they're all. And if you listen to the clowns on ESPN try to pick games on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have the beginnings of a clue. They just laugh and joke their way through the thing. And, nobody holds them accountable. So what do they care?
The exact same with those picking NFL games. It's the experts and. I don't even has anybody ever been better than 60%?
I've won the majority of my money gambling on sports this year on the Cardinals. The Cardinals were favored by 14 freaking points against the 49ers. Bam.
You knew that wasn't going to.
No, hell no. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying I'm the guy. I'm not the guy, but getting back to what Statman's saying, oh, man, Michigan's going to roll over Iowa. 21 points. How'd that work out? USC, Washington. Nope. Maybe this ought to be Statman's mantra from time to time.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home.
That's kind of the feeling that I got with Statman there. A little bit, I'm gonna whip somebody's ass into Metallica Master Puppets.
It's insane. The media is insane right now.
Oh, yeah. I hope everybody who is listening to this and hasn't been home yet, hope you all DVR'd 60 Minutes because it's trending. Bunch of things from the Donald Trump interview 60 Minutes.
Hey, look.
Speaking of media being insane.
Cowboys, still trending. That's all I give a damn about right now.
The Broncos trended for a while, Stephanie.
Yeah, just for maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, stop it. The end of that game?
More freaks.
Blocking a kick and going back for two?
More freaks next.
Hours.
Jesus, Palomino Crash. Would you be quiet for a change?
No.
Holy smokes, you tell Dale Earnhardt to shut up?
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle-free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined. Live on the
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love the party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming up in moments, we're going to hear from Joey Logano, your Phoenix International Raceway Cup winner earlier this afternoon. He's going to be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Last hour, Ron Capps was in here, NHRA Funny Car Champion. Damn, that sounds good. And Jack Roush. Dude's got many championships in many forms of motorsports. Unfortunately, hasn't done too well over the last several years. Do you still associate Carl Edwards with Jack Roush, Crasher?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When we were getting ready to go talk to Jack earlier this weekend, all I could think about was, oh, hey, you just got Carl in the chair. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, Carl is with Gibbs, not with Jack Roush. And I do the same with Kenseth. I don't know, just call me crazy, but Kenseth and Edwards were with Roush for so long that that's just where my mind goes.
What about you, Statman? Do you still associate those drivers with Jack Roush?
I have to stop and think, yeah, that even this evening when I was looking at the marks, the automakers who were in the chase, I still thought of Edwards as being a Ford, and I said, no, wait, who's he drive for now? And then you'd have to go look, you know, and the fact that there are two Toyotas in the final four, that must make the Toyota people pretty happy. Of course, they're probably the strongest manufacturer in NASCAR right now, so they will probably, you know, be strong. They have been strong. And just like they did in Champ Car when they just bailed out all of a sudden, I'm thinking that they're probably going to do that in NASCAR at some point, because what point is it to continue to race against yourself?
Well, hold on, though. Penske's Ford.
If Penske's a Ford and Jimmy Johnson's a Chevrolet, Kyle is a Toyota, and Carl is a Toyota.
So, wait, okay, then I misunderstood you. Are you saying Toyota will bail out or Ford will bail out, maybe eventually?
I think Ford's already essentially gone. Toyota is probably the strongest manufacturer in the sport. I think Toyota, once they get, if they win a championship this year, wouldn't surprise me if they left next year. Toyota, yes.
Oh.
You know, that's the way they work. They go until they get their value out of it, then they leave.
Couple of things I want to hit. There is some news that came out this weekend in regards to a possible title sponsor replacing Sprint Cup. I want to get to that. But the first story is in regards to Elliott Sadler, who runs in the Xfinity Series. And they have their own, for the first time, their own chase version. And after the Phoenix race Saturday, Elliott Sadler was a little concerned that he may not make it into the final round at Homestead. Took 30 minutes after completing Saturday night's race at PIR, but finally Sadler could breathe a sigh of relief that he definitely was going to be in the championship run at Homestead. His crew chief is not. I think his crew chief, Meandering, M-E-E-N-D-E-R, Kevin Meandering is his crew chief. He's suspended for the Homestead race. Sadler thought he was easily in with a 10-point cushion after finishing 13th in the race. But as the dude pulled up to pit road, NASCAR officials swarmed his car, JR Motorsports Chevrolet, where they ultimately discovered Crash and Statman two loose lug nuts on the left rear wheel.
Oh, they've been clamping down on that. Oh, man.
Same thing that happened to him in Texas. There was one loose lug nut. So Elliott Sadler really at the time thought, I'm going to get popped. There's no way I'm going to make it into Homestead. Had a 10-point cushion. No, looks like they fined him $10,000. Sadler's team, you know, they were fined $10,000 last race at Texas for the loose lug nut. but they've already come out and said that it's a one-race suspension for his crew chief. So Elliott's going to be running the final race for the championship in the Xfinity class without a crew chief.
He'll be fine. All he has to do is ask Chad Knaus how he crewed, how he cheated some of the races when he was on suspension from Jimmy Johnson.
How do you cheat? Cheating 101 by Chad Knaus.
Cheating 101. It's a book.
Before we get to Joey Logano, again, who won PR, he's going to join us here in a moment. According to Motorsports.com and Jim Utter, Monster Energy is one of the finalists to replace Sprint at the NASCAR's Premier Series. Yep.
That makes sense.
Oh.
Yep. Absolutely. Monster, as we know, is now owned by Coca-Cola. How many drivers are sitting there snorkeling the Coke?
Yep.
Okay, the Coca-Cola.
yeah, easy how you phrase things right there, Kenny.
We've seen plenty of companies that allegedly are in the mix, whether it's PayPal, Subway, even Dunkin' Donuts. But Monster Energy, at first blush, for me, it's not easy to use the word brilliant and NASCAR in the same sentence, but it's something that I would say thumbs up to both, because we see what Monster Energy and Feld Motorsports has done for Supercross.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boom, bang, go, get 'em series. The pre-race is incredible. The demographics of that, I'm not saying NASCAR is going to automatically jump into the 22-year-olds, but it's certainly a younger product than Sprint cell phones are, or PayPal, or Dunkin' Donuts.
However, if Monster Energy does take over the title sponsorship for NASCAR, please, I hope it has zero effect on their success and what they've had with success with the Supercross and Motocross series. That would be extremely disappointing if they somehow put all their eggs into the NASCAR basket and say, hey, dirt bikes, you've been so good to us for so many years, but we're all four-wheel now. That would piss me off.
Well, then they should check with you, Crash, before they make. Are you kidding me? The marketing department doesn't check with Crash Gladys,
right,
before they make a $50 million decision? Hey, Statman, we know the asses are falling off the seats in NASCAR. The PIR race wasn't sold out the first time in many years. And being able to replenish it with some of those 25, 19-year-olds, at least getting NASCAR in front of the eyeballs of some of those with their product in Circle K or 7-Eleven or Walmart.
I think I'm sitting here, I'm rumbling over in my head. I think we shared some texts earlier in the week and some conversation about potential tech companies that have a larger base of funds and access to funds. It's expensive to buy the sponsorship and to activate the sponsorship. And what does NASCAR get out of the sponsorship besides going on maybe some cans of Monster energy drink? The more I could talk myself out of supporting that real easy. I think it would be smarter, I think, if they got involved in some tech thing. You're talking about going to technology and digital and NASCAR, and they need to get the product out to people, not just take somebody's money and say, here, let me spend it for you. They need to get the product out to people. And is Monster the best way to do that? Especially if Coca-Cola owns Monster, and I think Coca-Cola owns Mellow Yellow too, doesn't it? So what's Coca-Cola going to do? Support all of racing with drag racing and NASCAR? That's fraught with problems, and the more I think about it.
From the Speed Freaks Sports News Desk, news that Statman needs consultation with Coca-Cola and Monster Energy Drink and Crash Gladys before spending $50 million.
Yeah, Crash Man Media.
Crash Man
Media Company has to consult NASCAR's got to consult with the Crash Man Media Company before making any decision. And it's more than $50 million. They're talking about $2.5 billion or something. Oh, that's from television. I would think that there's more than $50 million that they're asking for anybody to do this. And I just don't think that, the more I think about it, I don't think Monster, if they do come on board, I don't think they'll last a while. I think we're all spoiled by what Winston did for NASCAR. So this might be changing periodically a little more often than it used to.
This just in from the Speed Freak Sports News Desk. Statman saying that $50 million, please make it $50 billion. Back to you, Ken. Thank you. There it is. Statman, does that bring back like 70s news headaches for you right there? Or is that 60s?
That sounds like the cartoon shows that I used to watch.
Oh, man.
What was the Mighty Mouse and there was
I'm not going down that rabbit hole with you, buddy.
You better learn those rabbit holes when Inley gets big enough to say, I want to watch. And you're going to have to turn off, get her own TV, and let her watch whatever she wants.
I'm going to go to Joey Logano, your winner from Phoenix International Raceway, to save us from this segment.
Now joining the Freaks. Good to get him in the Freak Nation again. Joey Logano, your winner from Phoenix International Raceway. And, Joey, a couple of things. One is your emotions prior to Matt Kenseth being spun. When you know that you have a chance to make it, Kyle Busch can affect you either way versus the emotions you have when you won the race.
Well, the intensity level obviously changes a lot. You know, when a caution comes out and you see two cars crash in front of you and you realize you're in the lead, you still stay very, very intense in that moment, you know, and the emotions are very serious and you're really thinking about everything that can happen. And then really after you win, it's relief, it's excitement, it's how pumped up you can be. There's so much on the line today. To come through on that was really neat.
It was amazing to me, Joey, that you said in Victory Lane that this almost feels like you won the Daytona 500 again. That's an enormous statement, because that right there is precisely why NASCAR created the chase. Love it or hate it, that right there was the reason, right?
No, I mean, there's so much on the line. You know, this isn't just a race. You know, it's a race for a championship, which is a ginormous feat to try to conquer here. So, you know, this is one step of it. We had to race like we were racing for a championship today. That's what it was. You know, and it's special to have that pressure, but it's also challenging, and that really feels nice.
Joey Logano, you have a chance to win a NASCAR championship next weekend in Homestead. You won in Phoenix today. How did you get ready for Phoenix, and what will be the difference getting ready for Homestead next weekend?
So we race the same way. Like I said, we race for a championship today. We race like the same way as we were going to Miami, and we race for wins every week. We don't really do anything different. We don't have to do anything different next week than what we did this week or last week or the beginning of the year. That's just the way this team races. We race with that intensity, to go out there and you know, do the best we can and bring the fastest cars to the racetrack every week. And it seems like he does a great job at that, and that's what we're going to do next week.
But Joey, it's going to be more intense this week. The media is going to be crazier with you. Things are going to surround you and the team that are just going to be more stressful. How can you compartmentalize that?
I'll be fine. I'll enjoy it. Believe me, I'll have a good time with this experience. I've been through it once before, and I'm glad I've been through it before because I've learned a lot about it. So I can't wait for a week. It'll be fun.
Joey Logano is the winner of the NASCAR race in Phoenix and qualifier for the Final Four in the chase to the championship. Joey, what does it mean to have Roger Penske, your team owner, there to get ready for Homestead and the championship run?
Well, obviously having Roger at the racetrack is always special. You know, you think about the things he's done in motorsports and in life and the pressure that he's lived under before. There's a lot to take from not just Roger, but a lot of the execs that are with them. You know, it's Walt and Bud and Tim and everyone at Team Penske. One championship support, they know how to do it. And it'd be so neat. It's the 50th anniversary of Team Penske this year in motorsports. So they've already won an IndyCar championship, and they got a shot at a couple more when we go to Miami.
And also your teammate, Brad Keselowski, because it was just a couple years ago that he and Penske won this title. What would you, you want to pick Keselowski's brain this week? What do you want to ask him?
You know, obviously, you know, we'll talk and we'll have a normal week. You know, we'll get to the shop tomorrow. We'll debrief about Phoenix. We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about how we make a fast start in Miami. And, you know, and we'll make sure it's, Todd and Paul and Brad and all of us are on the same page and have a good game plan when we get down there.
You know, this is just funny listening to you, Joey. You're like, listen, media, let me go. I'm not doing anything any different. It's going to be a normal week for me. I can hear it in your voice. I feel for you, man. I really do.
I'll promise. Like I said, it doesn't change anything that we do every other week. So, yes, the attitude team's got.
All right, Joey, last thing for you. How about all those signatures that you were carrying to Victory Lane and now into Homestead?
Yeah, it was it's special. You know, we've run that 50th anniversary paint scheme, and we have a lot of the race wins at Team Penske and everything on it. But even cooler this week, we had the PVA riding around on the deck lid, the Fairlife Veterans of America Foundation. And the pictures behind that were a lot of the paralyzed vets in our race car. So to have those guys ride along was really special.
That's badass. Joey Logano, moving on to Homestead. Thanks for joining the Freaks, bud.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
And coming up next, Jack Roush. Been doing this for decades, not just in NASCAR, but in drag racing, sports cars, and then some. He joins us in the Freak Nation, but first, your Statman Scat, Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
There are millions of Americans tonight who feel the events of the week forced the country to take a step back in time. Well, it took some digging, but there's a case where we didn't. In the 50th anniversary season of the Trans Am Road Racing Championship, a woman won the title in heads-up competition with a man. In fact, defending champion Amy Ruman from the swing state of Ohio repeated her championship won last year. As a Ruman fan, it brings a smile in a week of disappointment. Ruman started the race in Daytona beside her chief competitor and points leader, Paul Fix, in a similar Corvette. Ruman had a red Corvette. The Fix Corvette was white, and Fix took the early lead before having tire troubles on lap 10 that led to his retirement three laps later. Ruman went on to win to steal her second championship. Fix closed the season second in points. That's what a woman was supposed to do this week. Maybe we could get Amy Ruman to run for president one day. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about. But one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at racetalkradio.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
It's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com. Instead of going to car lots across the valley.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com, you find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com, Vroom.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You know, if you look at where Jack Ross's drivers finished in the standings, it, depending on what side of the fence you're on, it's pretty freaking surprising and embarrassing. Greg Biffle, 23rd in points. Trevor Bayne, 22nd in points. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 21st in points. What the hell is that?
That's just not the Jack Rush of old.
Wow.
However.
Do you think Ford's happy with that?
No. Yeah. But let's go into talking to Jack Roush on a positive note.
Right.
This is, okay, we talked with Joey Logano about how this is Team Penske's 50th year, and they're potentially going to have two championships, one in IndyCar, one in NASCAR. But it's also Jack Roush's 50th year. He's just been involved in so many forms of motorsports, drag racing, sports cars. Obviously, NASCAR is the big one that people know him from. 31 championships in all. That's ginormous. People don't really realize that because they just look at Jack Roush and think NASCAR. Granted, he's got 7 championships in NASCAR when it comes to all 3 series. And that's huge. But 31 championships total, that's a lot. And he's been doing this for 50 years as well.
Last couple of years, he was talking about chasing these rule changes, chasing these aero packages, chasing a number of things that NASCAR has been implementing. While other team owners seem to have caught up, Jack Roush just hasn't.
What do you mean you've been chasing this so hard, Jack Roush?
Well, NASCAR has had pretty much a complete change of their technical people, their inspection group. And the new group has got different instincts and different sense for what needs to be controlled than the group that did preceded. And I didn't change gears fast enough. When we went under new management, I didn't do what I needed to, and I've got a little behind, but we think we know which way they went. We're on their trail.
When you say you've been chasing, are you just did the whole dynamic of the car itself?
Well, we had a bunch of things last year that were on our radar screen that we thought would be better, and on the previous management group said you couldn't do those things. We took most of them were underneath the car, and we took a look at where the cars were about 6 weeks ago, and we found that the complete list of things, plus some other things were in the same direction, were being done that we'd been told a year before we couldn't do. So we've been struggling to catch up from that.
Jack Roush, I bet you could echo Greg Biffle's sentiments. He said the guys on the team are doing so well, they're working so hard, and they're still not getting to where they want to at the end of the race.
Well, the sad part of it is that the cars on a number of races, a mile and a half has been our biggest challenge. But on a number of the mile and a half tracks, we've had cars that were better than they finished. We've either had rain come and qualifying and stuck us in the middle, or we've had something happen that get caught up in a wreck, or had the was planned on racing the day with one kind of track condition and one balance mechanical balance front to rear, and then had rain come and washes the rubber off, and you got to race at night, and it's completely different. So we've been caught turning left, looking right a number of times this year. I can't wait to get it going straight for 2017.
And that's exactly what you said before we started this interview. You are excited for 2017. Explain what's kind of coming up.
Well, we had two races so far with the 2017 rules, which are less horsepower and less downforce. And, the two races we've had indicated that our competitive position relative to the other teams has improved dramatically, through that. I think that our Ford car doesn't have as much inherent rear downforce built into the aero package as the Toyotas and the Chevrolets do. And as you've taken the downforce away and making it less downforce dependent, we've had the mechanical grip function of our cars show out as being better than, maybe better in a competition, certainly better than the aero balance was that was being compromised by.
Jack, we've been doing Speed Freaks, believe it or not, for 17 years now, and we've known you for about that long. Right now, it's tough for me to find time just to relax, and I've got a 2.5-year-old. When the hell do you relax?
Well, you know, life was going pretty decent for me. I had my grandkids. I got 5 grandkids. I was 4 miles from each of them. One group had one grandkid, and the other group had 4. My son's got 4. But my son's kids went in league with their grandmother, and they decided they wanted me to spend some of their inheritance on a car, on a house and move across the street from them. So I've got 4 of the little buggers, 4 of the little rugrats that cross my door and my table every day. So I got my hands full.
So I guess that means you don't relax ever.
I got to go to way to bed early in order to be able to get relief.
Think about this. 30, 40 years ago, could you envision that, again, you were going to have 4, 5, 6 NASCAR teams and all these rugrats running around?
Well, you know, I want to straighten you out on one thing. You normally got your facts right, but I started traversing the country, dragging my race cars from coast to coast, border to border in 1966. If you do the numbers, that's 10, 20, 30, 40. This is my 50th anniversary. So we've been doing it a long time. I've won over 400 national events and over 450 national events in drag racing series, road racing series, and now in NASCAR. We've had a great run. I'm like to think that my best years are not behind me, but certainly I've got enough in my background that makes me very proud of where we've been and what we've done.
Let's leave it at this, Jack Roush. You always end it with a story with the Freak Nation. You share the stories with running moonshine and some pretty girls in cars pulling up. Do you have a racing story that you could leave with the Freak Nation, the typical Jack Roush style? Funny Jack Roush style, something? Maybe a fight that one of your drivers should have got in or you got in?
We've had some fights. I don't know that we've ever won a fight, but we've had some fights. I've never been in one myself, but we had a deal at Daytona not so long ago when two of my front tire changers got involved in an altercation, and I had to forgive them in order to have pit crews on two of my teams the next day, or actually 2 days later. But except for that, they'd have been in big trouble.
So you're like the pontiff? I mean, you walk in there and bless these guys, say, okay, you're welcome back.
Oh, I just said we'll overlook this thing. There's probably something about it I don't understand. Don't explain it to me.
Statman, how does a dude like that, and we've seen, it's obvious that we've seen his health deteriorate a little bit with 2 plane accidents. And, I mean, he's lost one eye. But at the same time, he's not refusing to show up at the track Thursday through Sunday.
Well, one of the things that I've been told, and this is deep, deep background, a couple of years ago when they still had carburetors, that he insisted on tuning the carburetors himself. That was his job. And that was the beginning of the cars backing up. That maybe it was just sacrilege to even think, but maybe the sport has gotten away from him. And to hear him talking sounds like a guy who is, I'm, what's the word? It sounds like a guy who is ready to say, I've done enough and I'm ready to get out of this. And if you look at his driver lineup, he had nobody that was a star in that lineup, nobody that could force their way to the front. So I think a lot of things are happening. The dominoes are falling at Roush Fenway Motorsports.
Carl Edwards probably stuck around a couple of years too long. Granted, he teamed up with Joe Gibbs. But once Carl Edwards, who knows how long ago he saw the writing on the wall and the deterioration of Roush and Roush Motorsports. I mean, if those three drivers, you go back and look at their finishes for 2016 season, and Jack Roush, the issues that he has are the same issues that Hendrick, Ganassi, Penske had, of having to make the adjustments of the aero packages and development of the new car.
Well, it's that way with all sports. I mean, look how brilliant coaches get when they get a LeBron James or a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers or the great athletes. Coaches can get real significant, you know, when they have the right guy there at the right place at the right time. So you have to look at, I don't know who put those drivers there, whether it was Ford or Jack, but the guys that were there, I don't know that they are the guys that are going to win races for them. And if you don't have the great drivers, you're not going to win races. You're not going to compete for races. And there's going to have to be maybe some house cleaning. I'm kind of shocked that Biffle hasn't had as much success as I thought he was going to have. I think one year when we were picking champions and you wouldn't let me pick Jimmy Johnson again, I picked Greg Biffle, and he competed for a while. He won championships in trucks and in, what were they called at the time?
Busch.
Busch cars.
And both of those were with Jack Roush.
Yeah, so when he stepped up to Sprint Cup, and Crash, remember, there were guys that were in the upline for Ford, and they wouldn't get rid of some of the older drivers like Mark Martin, and suddenly they were someplace else winning races and competing for championships. I think that Jeff Gordon was in the Ford down line. Casey Kane was in the Ford down line at one time. So when they wouldn't get rid of those old guys, I think maybe now he's paying the price.
Jack Roush, all three of his drivers, 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
No, it's like 21, 23, and 24, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a guy like Joe Gibbs, who comes in from the National Football League, winning championships in a stick and ball sport, football. Look at the success this guy's had. Jack Roush has been involved in motorsports for 50 freaking years. And to get back to what you said, Statman, it's just passed him by, where a guy like Joe Gibbs is in his age isn't too different from Jack Roush, but isn't afraid to expand and to challenge with the new, or challenge the new, just to accept where it's going. I mean, look at Joe Gibbs. He's bringing in Toyota, where 15 years ago we opened up the phone lines to the Freak Nation. Would you welcome in a foreign manufacturer? And it was hate, hate, hate.
99.9% of the calls were hell no.
And Statman, you said it. Toyota's the best manufacturer, probably has the most, well, how can I put it? I'm not going to say the most success, but right now is the strongest manufacturer in NASCAR.
They have the biggest commitment. I don't think Ford and Chevy have as big a commitment in NASCAR as Toyota does. And, you know, we're seeing the effects of it. So, yeah, I think one of the things that has helped Joe Gibbs, is his ability to manage and not get in and manage with his hands and being involved in the day-to-day. Joe Gibbs turned that over to his sons, and he oversees, but he doesn't get in there and manage. And he's been in a lot more things He's been in Supercross. He's been a lot more places because he's been able to turn a lot of it over to other people. Maybe Jack Roush, I don't know this for certain, but maybe Jack Roush hasn't been able to do that. He wants to be more in control, and maybe that's kept them from expanding and growing, and they've reached a point now where they got a problem.
Freak Nation, coming up next, we're going to lighten up this mood with a little bit of not much motorsports, sequins, bikinis, and a lot of bottom. It's coming up next, Speed Freaks Pits in Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Can you feel it? See it? Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to that. And it feels so good. It's like
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. About to wrap this thing up. And again, thank you, Lucas Oil, Continental Tire, CatSpotLitter.com for making it possible. What we saw in New England tonight.
Oh, Patriots go down.
That was a... Holy smokes.
So what? Let's just sum up the last 10 days, shall we?
All right.
We have to.
Well, hold on, though. Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, when we get to Tuesday, it'll be a little sad. Basically, last week, last Wednesday, Cubs win first championship in 108 years.
Down 3-1.
Down 3-1. Oh, yeah. Come back down 3-1 to do it. Tuesday, the impossible happens. That's all I'm going to say. And now the Patriots get defeated in their own building. And the apocalypse hasn't happened yet. Oh, and tonight is the supermoon. apparently the biggest and brightest moon since 1948. Okay. Oh, what? And Ron Capps wins a championship.
There it is.
Woo!
There. Yeah. Took him 21 freaking years to do it. How about that?
Wow.
Absolutely. I know there's something else that we are forgetting.
Yes, there is.
There's something else. Well, look what happened yesterday. Michigan goes down. You like that stat, man. You know your freaking Buckeyes are going to be back in it. Michigan goes down. Washington goes down. Clemson goes down. Three of the top four.
You know, the big problem Ohio State has, though, is that they lost to Penn State. And now Penn State has the advantage in the tiebreaker over Ohio State. So even if Ohio State beats Michigan, they still may not go to the tournament.
It's just in from Statman, Ohio State Buckeye consultant, and Homer. News is that Penn State does hold the tiebreaker. So given what happens between Michigan and Ohio State, our good friends at Penn State may have the upper hand. Back to you. Did I phrase that right?
Yeah, it's Crash Man. Crashman Media Consulting. There you go.
Oh, it's that man. I can hear you, my friend.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
And I can't go on without mentioning this. We lost two freaking stalwarts over the last 48, 72 hours in Leonard Cohen and Leon Russell. Two dudes, poets, singer-songwriters, and two studs in representing how you formulate words and music and emotions. Those two dudes could have and probably did write the book in many people's eyes on how to just construct conversation musically. If you get a chance to listen to some of the 70s music that Leon Russell put out and the influence that he had over many, many people from Elton John to the Allman Brothers to current artists, Justin Timberlake, guys like that.
Donny Hathaway.
And Leonard Cohen. It's just two of the biggest. It's incredible. Two of the freaking biggest. All right, man. Crasher. Leave it up to you and me and Stat and everybody in between to shine things up a little bit. Is that all right, Crasher?
We need to, yeah.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And head riding the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsport.
You freaks.
Not much motorsport.
All right. Crasher, you got one?
Well, let's just stick with some election-themed stuff here.
Do we have to?
Well, this one, yes, we have to for this story, because you think you've seen and heard everything after this week's elections. Well, you haven't, unless you've already heard this story. It's been confirmed in Oceanside, California, that a man who died of natural causes in September was elected to public office this week. Gary Ernst was elected Oceanside City Treasurer over his challenger Nadine Scott. Ernst passed away on September 23rd, and officials never removed his name from the ballot. So he earned 17,659 votes and won by a 6% margin over Scott. Oceanside's city attorney John Mullen told NBC7 in San Diego that council members can now declare the seat vacant. Oh, you don't say. Since Ernst is not available to fill the position. Well, wait, why wouldn't they just give it to Scott? Mullen said someone will be appointed to the position or a special election will be held. This is stupid. Scott said she believes voters were not aware that Ernst was no longer living. Oh, really? That's it obvious. And she believes she should be appointed to the position. Yeah, of course she does.
Why didn't she make that clear?
I know. She had a month to make commercials or whatever. Yeah, my opponent's dead. Vote for me.
And was it Pennsylvania where there were over 10,000 write-ins of the gorilla?
Harambe?
Yeah.
Over 11,000 in the state of Pennsylvania wrote in Harambe for United States president. And there was another area of the country, I can't think off the top of my head, I think it was in Wisconsin, 15,000 wrote in Harambe. So, yeah, think about that. And those two states flipped. Imagine if those votes had been real.
Well, hold on a second. This is an election that I probably would have enjoyed much more than what happened Tuesday. It's billed as the election that really matters. Over 17 million people voted in the Ms. Bum Bum 2016 competition.
Oh. Well.
More than the number of people who voted for Brexit.
Whoa. Wait, are you serious?
This year's glittering winner is Erica Canella, who walked away with a $25,000 modeling contract, an opportunity to make millions in product endorsements. She told Mail Online, I can't believe it. I never imagined it would be me. Decided to give up modeling and go and study medicine. Yeah, I bet you did. But I'm not taking this role. What's that stat?
Has she ever met Donald Trump?
No, I didn't. She said millions.
Melania should look out.
The 15 finalists who didn't win the prize looked on, trying to force smiles as accusations of fake bum enhancements of the winner were rampant. Yeah, man.
That's not your butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fake.
Losing contestant Priscilla Rocha said, she deserved to win if that kind of fake booty is what you need to win Ms. Bum Bum. Now, if they were looking for a body and a bottom that is 100% natural, they should have picked me. Now, for the last 12 months, 27 women representing each of Brazil's states, and later whittled down to 16 by public poll, have battled it out for a chance to be officially named the owner of the sexiest buttocks in the country of 200 million.
Did they write in Harambe in any of the voting?
Maybe. I don't know. There's one chick with a butt on here that, I'm sorry, but someone took a 3-iron after it.
Well, cottage cheese? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, explain.
It just, you've been on a golf course before and seen divots?
Yes, that's why I said cottage cheese.
That's not cottage cheese, man. These are divots.
She was in a contest for good butts.
He's obviously not from Indiana.
Right?
And on that note, for everybody here, remember to shoot the juice to the moose, and Statman.
Cut it. Ooh.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.